I heard it. Sound like Santa.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school volleyball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Northmont High School. It is a beautiful facility, the site of this evening's doubleheader, two regional semifinal volleyball matches in Division IV. The first encounter, Brucey against Fort Loramie, the second matchup, high-powered New Bremen, number one in the state in Division IV against Jackson Center. First encounter ought to be very even. Fort Loramie 16-10 on the year, Rushi 19-7. The two clubs split in the regular season. They played seven sets. Fort Loramie won four, Rushi won three. Fort Loramie was a 3-0 winner, Rushi won 3-1. These two teams have a nice mix of underclassmen and seniors. There is experience on the floor. 11-year head coach John Rogers, the mentor for Fort Loramie, and Aaron Watkins, the second-year head coach at the helm for Rushi. Chuck, always a joy to be a part of volleyball. Momentum shifts quickly. People take for granted, I think, the skill that is involved. There's a lot of it. It'll be displayed here tonight for sure.
Volleyball's an impressive sport. I really enjoy it. I have to admit that I don't really know a ton about it. I've never coached. This is one of the few sports I never coached. But when they went to the rally scoring, I think that's what really made volleyball in the state of Ohio take off.
These two teams, Fort Loramie and Rushi, tied for second in the Shelby County League this year with league marks of 9-3. Anna won it at 10-2. Jackson Center was in fourth at the finish with an 8-4 mark. Very even match. It could go five sets. More than likely will go four. I doubt, Chuck, that this is a three-setter here tonight between Rushi and Fort Loramie.
Unless one team gets a big time of momentum going, yeah, they probably is going to go. They're too evenly matched for somebody to run away with it.
Of course, Rushi in the blue and gold, Fort Loramie the red and black, and the Northmont Gymnasium is adorned in green. Yep. The Thunderbolts colors, green and white, green seats. green walls, gold trim in places, and a big, bright green N at center court, I should say, with a yellow thunderbolt through it. Fans filing in quickly, and we expect by the start of this match in about 10 minutes, we'll be about half full here at Northmont High School.
Well, I never got to coach basketball in this gym. I was in the old gym, and that old gym was an absolute dump. So this is a nice change for them.
I don't think I've ever seen a high school gym, Chuck, in which the actual baselines at the end of the floor were 6 inches up the wall.
Exactly. And then the kids would sit on the stage with their feet out.
You talk about tight quarters in that old Northmont gym.
Yep.
Well, this place is a beauty. Fantastic facility here at Northmont High School, the scene of the Division IV Volleyball Regionals. Names we will provide you throughout this first match tonight for Fort Loramie. You will hear the likes of Mackenzie Holscher, a freshman, Sophia Albers, a senior, Emily Austin, a junior, Chloe Stang, a junior, Abby Holdhouse, a senior, Marissa Meiring, a sophomore, Brooke Ratterman, a senior. Those are starters for Rushi, Whitney Plyman, a senior, Morgan Wenrick, a junior, Jenna Cordonia, a junior, Faith Apple, a junior, Larissa Poling, a junior, Lexi Monin, a senior, Cameo Wilson, a senior, starters for Rushi. Quite a bit of size out there. Larissa Poling, in excess of 540 kills on the year for Rushi. She is the top spike maker for winning points in this first match here tonight by far. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie spreads it around a little bit. These two clubs are experts at playmaking. They assist and pass the ball extremely well. Nerves, Chuck, come tournament time, always important. The club that can shed those bad nerves early on and get off to a little better start will be in the driver's seat.
Well, that first pass to set up the set is yep. real important, and it's something I think that kind of goes, most people don't really pay that much attention to it, but it is as important as the spike.
Oh, no doubt about that, for sure. I'd like to note for you that these two teams are averaging about 2.5 aces per match, and they're both averaging about 10.5 kills per match. So per set, my mistake. That's how evenly matched these two clubs are, statistically very even, and in terms of experience as well. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, plus the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Go to the website, goffneyfurniture.com, for additional savings on high-quality furniture. Frisch is in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He will give you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, plus Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. And in Rushi, a big thank you and shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Let's make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road. East of town, the Jewelry Barn came on board with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com last March during the boys' basketball tournament. Fort Loramie Redskins volleyball team, Chuck, won the state championship. I'm thinking back, let's see, 3 years ago. Jackson Centers won it the last two. And Fort Loramie won it 3 years ago under head coach John Rogers. The district championship for Rushi this year and the berth in the regional semifinal here tonight was Rushi's first district title since 2003.
Wow.
Congrats to the Rushi Raiders.
Yeah, that's hard to believe because, I mean, they're always very competitive, so it's kind of surprises me a little bit. And it surprised me a little bit that normally we're sitting down here and Layman's playing. So there's some differences this year.
Jackson Center, which meets New Bremen in the second match of our doubleheader tonight, the other D4 regional semifinal. As we noted, won the championship the last two seasons. Wow, what a run by Kim Metz. A superb collection of seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers a year ago, led by Cassie Meyer. Fantastic race to the state championship. Two campaigns in succession. Anna, which I noted earlier, won the Shelby County League. Here we are talking highly about Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Jackson Center. Anna won the league. Of course, the Rockets are Division III and are playing Miami East at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena tonight in a D3 regional semifinal. So the top four teams in the Shelby County League all advancing to regional volleyball play. Wow. Does that make a statement for the SCL or what?
It does not surprise me in the least. The volleyball in the SCL is like football in the MAC.
That's very well said. Now Chuck, let's take a short break. We'll have the playing of the national anthem coming up in just a few minutes. Then we'll have our starters and then the opening of this match tonight. The best 3 of 5 sets. Rally scoring, of course. The last set to 15-2 if it does go to 5. It's Rushi Fort Loramie regional volleyball semifinals from here at Northmont on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here at Northmont High School, moments away from the start of our first Division IV volleyball regional semifinal tonight between Fort Loramie and Rushi. The Redskins are led by Marissa Myring in kills in excess of 200, followed by Mackenzie Holscher and Chloe Stang on the year. Abby Holdhouse paces the way in aces, followed by Marissa Myring. In blocks, it's Mackenzie Holscher with 46, Sophia Albers at 41. Chloe Stang paves the way in digs at 270, followed by Myring and Albers at 246 and 243 respectively. Albers is a phenomenal ball handler, great assist maker, 746 on the year. We'll take a look at team leaders for Rushi when we come back. Playing of the national anthem is next. Then starters, should be a great match. And even Steven won. between Rushi, 19-7, Fort Loramie, 16-10, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
The Rushi Raiders are positioned down to our left, Fort Loramie below us and to the right. Right now the Raiders are lined up at the baseline left end of the floor, Fort Loramie Redskins baseline right end of the floor, and we've got volleyball in just a moment. Larissa Poling has faced the Rushi Raiders all year long in spikes for points. She's got in excess of 300 kills, Cameo Wilson at 189. In terms of blocks, Poling at 93, Jennifer Donier at 36. Aces, Whitney Plyman has spun 58 of them, Jenna Cordonier 44. In the digs department, Plyman 569 on the year, Cordonier 215. And the leading assist maker, Jenna Cordonier, 676 on the season for the Rushi Raiders. Very interesting to note that these Raiders have a number of standout performers who have excelled all year long. In fact, Whitney Plyman set records this season for digs in a match, in a season, and for a career. Whitney Plyman, a senior for Rushi. And Jenna Cordonier, who is a junior, needs 38 assists for a season record here in 2017. Congratulations to Jenna, just 38 assists short of a season mark. And Larissa Poling, as we noted, with well over 500 kills, she has really sparkled for the Rushi Raiders all season long. She is the excellent middle hitter. Meanwhile, for Fort Loramie, Sophia Albers is dynamite maneuvering the ball around. It'll be a real pleasure to watch her tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, I like to watch the finer points of the game, and it's neat to see how they find their spots. It boggles my mind how they know where to go with it.
Yeah, Sophia, first team Shelby County League, first team District 9. Congratulations to Sophia Fort Loramie for those honors. Libero Emily Austin, honorable mention Shelby County League, second team District 9 for Fort Loramie. And Marissa Myring, second team All-League, first team District 9. Mackenzie Holscher, honorable mention Shelby County League, second team District 9. It's going to be a fun match. I've talked to both coaches, John Rogers, Fort Loramie, Aaron Watkins, Rushi, and each one says, we've got to calm down. There will be tension early on, tightness perhaps. The club that executes the simple things necessary to get the play started, that first pass you talked about, Chuck, so key to winning points and earning the victory here tonight. And all of that said, eliminating unforced errors,
right,
going a long way to being successful on the volleyball floor.
Get your serves in and make the other team play the ball.
One thing both coaches have been extremely proud of all year long is effort. And we're going to see it here again tonight from these two clubs who are high-energy teams, and they do put forth amazing effort. Rushi starting to her left, Fort Loramie to her right. Lady Raiders in the blue with white numbers and black trim. Backs of the jerseys are gold. Black shorts, Fort Loramie. Black from top to bottom, red numbers outlined in white. And we are seconds away from the initiation of this match. Fort Loramie will serve first. Again, for the Redskins on the floor, Mackenzie Holscher, Sophia Albers, Emily Austin, Chloe Stang, Abby Holdhouse, Marissa Meiring, and Brooke Ratterman. Start of the match underway. Serve received by Rushi. Redskins get it back. 1, 2, 3 hits on the Rushi side. The last by Poling. Long rally to start. Here's Fort Loramie trying to hit an open space right side of the floor. Rushi digs it off to Hardwood, and then Fort Loramie blocks it back at the net. Nicely done up front by Mackenzie Holscher, the freshman for the Redskins.
Yeah, she did a great job that time. They didn't reserve it back as well, and nice job of finding the floor.
1-0 Fort Loramie leading and serving. Serve receive at the back line by Rushi. Collected up front to Poling. Poling with a windmill slam. It is off the net cord. A Fort Loramie player was there to defend. It falls to the floor on the Rushi side. Point Redskins, 2-0.
I think that was Holscher that time, Mackenzie Holscher.
Boy, she's off to a very good start for Fort Loramie. Serve receive, Rushi. Raiders, 1, 2, 3 hits. The last one back by Poling. Here's a set middle of the floor for Mackenzie Holscher for Fort Loramie, and it slammed right back to the floor on the Fort Loramie slide. Fort Loramie side. Who got that point for Rushi, Chuck?
That was Larissa Poling.
That's who I thought. Number 9. She'll be in the mix of a lot of plays tonight for the Raiders, who are down 2-1. Serve, receive, Fort Loramie. Ball set near side of the floor. It's pumped across the court by Chloe Stang. Rushi gets it back. 3 hits now on the Redskins side. Stang shot blocked back. Then here is a shot made over the net by Fort Loramie with the back to the net. It's sent across by Mackenzie Holscher, but it's too far beyond the end line. We're tied at 2. And here's a service by Rushi into the netting. Point Fort Loramie. That is an unforced error with an exclamation point.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Redskins serving. 1, 2, 3 hits by Rushi. Ball was fed from Cordonier to Plyman to Poling. 3 hits by Fort Loramie. Meiring up front to Megan Holscher. Rushi steers it across. Blocked back by Fort Loramie and a point Redskins. In the middle of the action was Sophia Albers for Fort Loramie, which leads 4-2. Serving Fort Loramie. Knocked across the net by Marissa Meiring. And then Rushi on the second hit explodes down the left side of the floor. Big point by Morgan Wenrick of the Raiders. 4-3. Rushi down 1.
That was a nice kill right there.
Serving now, Jenna Cordonier for Rushi. Whistle blows. She strides forward. Ball received middle of the floor by Fort Loramie. Set near side for Chloe Stang. Rushi's got it on the back line. 1, 2, 3 hits, last by Poling. Here's Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. Near side, it's nudged over by Chloe Stang, and we've got a net violation, I think, against Fort Loramie. Point Rushi, we're tied at 4. Serving Jenna Cordonier, and for Rushi, she airmails 1 too hard over the back line. Point Redskins. Match starting out, Chuck, like we expected. 5-4, nip and tuck here at the beginning. Fort Loramie serving. Here's Larissa Poling. It's set for her at the net, and she wallops one down the right side of the floor wide. Missed it. No good. Point Redskins, who lead 6-4. Chloe Stang serving for Fort Loramie. She drives it middle of the floor. Dug off the hardwood there by Whitney Plyman. Up front it goes to a teammate. Gathered there by Lexi Monin. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Ball falls to the floor on the Rushi side. Give the point to the Redskins, who had their biggest lead, 7-4. Serve, receive, Rushi. Ball set far side of the floor for Claudia Counts, who's in. Fort Loramie gets it up front. Here's a kill attempt by Holscher. It's blocked back by Rushi, which earns the point. 7-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rushi serving. It is Poling who drives it across. Here's a set near side for Fort Loramie. Driven ahead by Meiring. Gotten back by Rushi. Deflected at the net by the Redskins. Here's a set near side of the floor. Leaping high in the air is Myring. And she steers one to the back edge of the floor. Fort Loramie fans say it touched the stripe. I don't know if the officials give it to him.
They didn't give it to him, and it did hit the stripe.
Wow.
I went to the replay that time. I saw it.
That was a close call. 7-6 now. Rushi creeps within one. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Rushi near side of the floor. It is Ratterman. Ball driven over. Here is Poling right in the mix of action for Rushi. Raiders have it in the back line. That ball goes so high it almost hit the rafters. Raiders do get it up and over in three hits. Here's a set near side for Myring. She flicks one over. Rushi is Johnny on the spot. Good play by Whitney Plyman. Lengthy rally here with Fort Loramie up one. Here's a cross-court shot. A good one. Chloe Stang and Marissa Myring combine to generate the point for the Reds, I should say for Fort Loramie, which is up 8-6. Redskins serving, and that is a ball that's hooking well off the floor. It missed by a few feet, 8-7, each team with a service error so far.
That looked like an Ohio State kickoff.
Service by Rushi's Morgan Wenrick. Gotten back before Fort Loramie. Kill attempt near side by Myring. Rushi 1-2-3 hits. Redskins get it back. Good save. Dug off the floor by Rushi. Here's a set. Middle of the floor for the Redskins. The shot tried by Brooke Ratterman. Blocked back by Rushi. It's on the Fort Loramie floor. Point Raiders who have drawn even at 8. And Chuck, this is the way it will go all night long between these two. A service miscue by Rushi. Second flaw of the night, serving. That went into the net.
I think that was her third service error.
9-8, Fort Loramie up one. Serve receive for the Raiders. Here's the ball set from one player to another. Wenrick to Ashley Scott behind her, and her spike attempt is into the net court. Point Redskins, who are up front 10-8. Serving Fort Loramie. Rushi gathers. It is Plyman. Plyman near side to Scott. Scott pushes one over. 1-2-3 hits by the Redskins. Last one by Myring, who's had an excellent match so far. Rushi goes off the floor to get it. Ball set far side by Fort Loramie. Deflected middle of the floor by Rushi. It's on the ground. Point Redskins. Excellent job again by Myring of Fort Loramie. She's been a key cog so far, just a sophomore. Here's a mighty serve by Fort Loramie with a little too much oomph behind it by Sophia Albers. It's off the floor. 11-9, Fort Loramie up two. Biggest leads for the Redskins, 7-4 and 11-8. Serving Faith Apple for Rushi. Three hits Redskins. Far side of the floor. Last one tried up and over by Mackenzie Holscher. Rushi gets it back. Good play by Plyman. As Plyman flips one up and over, challenging Myring, who can't get to it for Fort Loramie. And it's 11-10 in favor of the Redskins. Rushi line drives the serve over. Here's a set, middle of the floor for Fort Loramie's Brooke Ratterman. She gets it up and over, but Rushi rallies to push it back across. Good play by Perdonier. Then Fort Loramie drills one down the left side, and Rushi can't steer it in. It's wide of the antenna, out of bounds. 12-10, Fort Loramie.
That was right at Poling, and that was kind of self-defense. That was coming hard.
Serving here for Fort Loramie is Heather Eilerman, and we've got a whistle blowing, perhaps a violation at the net.
I think it was an inadvertent whistle. She had to breathe out.
I said Heather Eilerman serving. I should have said Marissa Myring. Easy for me to say. 22 and not 2. Score is stuck at 12-10. Reserviced by Fort Loramie. Great play by Rushi. Wow, what a drop shot. Dumped in on the near side by Cameo Wilson. She found an open space. No one home for Fort Loramie. 12-11 the score in favor of the Redskins. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Ball set high, near side. It's jammed up and over by Chloe Stang, and it's touched by Rushi on the far side of the court off a fingertip to the hardwood. Point Redskins, who are up by 2, 13-11. 24 points have been played. 2-point difference to this spot in the match. Fort Loramie serving. Here's Poling getting the set on the far side. She tries to spike one from long range. Fort Loramie gets it back. 1, 2, 3 hits. Ball being tapped around. Fort Loramie with a kill attempt near side. It's Chloe Stang. Oh, good reflexes. Good reflexes by Rushi, which powered that one right back in the middle of the floor at Fort Loramie. It went off somebody's forearm, and Rushi gains the point to make it 13-12. Fort Loramie up one. Serve, receive, Redskins. Ball fed near side to Myring, and Myring's shot is off the top of the net. Missed it. No good. We're back even. The two clubs have split 26 points right down the middle, 13-13. Serving Wilson for Rushi. The two teams tap it back and forth right at the net. Near side, Redskins, great play, fine touch. Chloe Stang nudges one into an open zone. Boy, Chuck, that takes great anticipation by a front-line player.
Well, you know what? You talk about the kills, and those are impressive and fun to watch, but some of those placements are amazing.
14-13, Fort Loramie up one after Rushi had scored two straight. The Rushi gets the last point back. There's a strong hit to the back line. It glances off the fist of a Fort Loramie player, and we're knotted once more at 14 apiece. Serving for Rushi is Jenna Cordonier. Here's a set, middle of the floor by Mackenzie Holscher to a teammate who knocks it up and over. Rushi gets it back in a hurry. Here's a block attempt by Fort Loramie, then Rushi. Good rally underway. Save, far side of the floor, Whitney Plyman for Rushi. Hits one down the near side for Sophia Albers for Fort Loramie, and that shot might have grazed the antenna from the Raiders.
Excuse me, I think they called it a double hit.
Nonetheless, point Fort Loramie, which is back on top by one, 15-14. Oh, what a serve by the Redskins. Well done by Chloe Stang. She had some topspin on that service as it ricocheted off the elbow of a Rushi player. And the Redskins are back up by two now, 16-14. Timeout Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The first set of this match between Rushi and Fort Loramie was tied at two. Fort Loramie has not been headed since. It's 16-14 with Redskins serving, and Fort Loramie drives it into the net. Service error, 16-15. Fort Loramie's lead of two, shaved to one. Rushi's serving left to right. It is Poling hitting the net. The ball skids over. Fort Loramie gets it back. Three hits Raiders. And here's a ball pumped to the back edge of the floor. Hit hard, but Claudia counts of Rushi. It might have been about 6 inches too strong. A little lengthy. Fort Loramie gets the point. Up by two again, 17-15. Good service by Fort Loramie as it was gathered by Rushi in the corner of the floor. But the Raiders could not collect it and send it cleanly to the front line. And it's 18-15. Fort Loramie up three. Serve, receive, Poling. Ball pounded far side of the floor to Ashley Scott of Rushi. And she nestles one in down the left side of the floor. Big point for the Raiders, who'd fallen behind by three. Now it's 18-16.
Three's the biggest lead, is that correct?
Yep. 3-point separation twice in this match. Fort Loramie's had those leads. It's 2 points at the moment. Here's Sophia Albers in the back line for Fort Loramie. Sends it middle of the floor to a teammate. It's Chloe Stang. And Stang hammers one. Deep right corner. Rushi can't track it down. It's good for the Redskins. We're up three again, 19-16. Fort Loramie's had leads of 7-4, 10-7, and now 19-16. First one to 25, but two. Wins it. This is the opening set of the match that we figure will go four, maybe even five. Serve received by Rushi. Nicely done by Cameo Wilson to Brooke Radiman of Fort Loramie. She gets it across. Here's a shot by Whitney Plyman of the Raiders. It's collected by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins send it off one pair of hands, another pair, and Rushi can't find it. It's on the back line. Point Fort Loramie. Biggest spread in this first set so far, four at 20-16. Redskins serving, middle of the floor. Taken there by Plyman. Set far side for Cameo Wilson. She pounds one over. Fort Loramie gets it back. Here's a strong hit by the Redskins. Nicely done by Megan Holscher. But Rushi, with soft hands, does retaliate. Three hits on the Fort Loramie side. One, two, three, a nice set. Near side for Cameo Wilson of Rushi. Fort Loramie on the march again. Redskins get it back in three. Good rally here. Outstanding shot far side, but Wilson is in the mix of things for Rushi. Fort Loramie gets it back. What a dive to the floor by Plyman, who saves for Rushi. One, two, three, hits in the Fort Loramie side. Here's a kill, right corner of the floor. Beautifully done. Biggest shot of the match. Or at least I should say the first set so far anyway, Chuck. Marissa Meiring tight roped the far boundary. And it's 21-16 Fort Loramie. Timeout. Rushi again. Opening set of this match on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Chuck, so far, Fort Loramie's made a few more bigger shots than has Rushi, which has had a few more mistakes, unforced errors than
they Redskins. That is the key. I mean, they've made a couple more shots, you're right. And the three service errors are coming back right now in a five-point lead.
Here is Fort Loramie at the net. Marissa Meiring pushes one across. Here's Rushi trying to go the whole length of the floor for the back line. It's Ashley Scott. She missed the mark. A little heavy by a foot. And Fort Loramie's up six now, 22-16. Redskins serving. One, two, three hits on the Rushi side. The last is pummeled up and over by Cameo Wilson. Great save. Near side of the floor by Fort Loramie's Meiring. Far side of the floor. It's Cameo Wilson driving one hard. Fort Loramie with soft hands gathers it up. And then Rushi bobbles it around. Can't make the pass from one teammate to another. And Fort Loramie earns another point to go up seven. Redskins on a roll, 23-16. Serve receive Rushi. Near side of the floor. Oh, what a hit. Great shot by Counts, 11 for the Raiders. As she spiked one to the far corner. Sophia Albers couldn't run it down for Fort Loramie. Redskins lead is still six at 23-17. Nice piece of serving here, Chuck, over the last couple minutes by the Redskins. Brooke Ratterman
serving deep.
And let's see, we've got a whistle on the serve by Rushi. And near side of the floor.
It's got to be an illegal alignment.
Yep, the referee on the hardwood blew it as the service was in flight. And you're right, it was an alignment error against the Redskins, which cost them a point. 23-18 is the score. But Rushi's service is to the deep right corner of the floor, and it missed the spot where the two lines intersect. It went beyond him. And this is set point for Fort Loramie, 24-18 lead. Serving for Fort Loramie is Marissa Meiring. She knocks it to the back edge of the floor. Rushi tips it once, twice. Can't pass to the front line. Point Redskins, who take the initial set of this match by a final tally of 25-18. Redskins win it up a set over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. We are here at Northmont High School. Set number two of this Fort Loramie-Rushi regional semifinal match is upcoming. Fort Loramie won the first one by a count of 25-18. Here in just a moment, we will tell you all about the Jewelry Barn, one of our fine underwriting sponsors in Rushi here on Scores Broadcast. Rushi Raiders start off the second set on a positive note. The shot by Fort Loramie after the serve received by the Redskins is too hard. It's off the floor long, and Rushi's up 1-0. Here is Fort Loramie. Serve receive once more. Whitney Plyman gets it back near side for Rushi. Up front it goes on the play to Cameo Wilson. She pounds one across. Fort Loramie gets it back. Here's a great set. Oh, a nice nudge. Poling to Wilson for the finish for the Rushi Raiders, who make it 2-0.
Not as flashy, but every bit as effective.
Yep, those are two young ladies we'll see on the front line on the basketball floor for Rushi this year.
Yep, they should be pretty good.
Larissa Poling and Cameo Wilson. Serve receive for Loramie. Blocked back by Rushi on the far side, but the block caroms the ball off the floor. Point Fort Loramie. 2-1 in favor of the Raiders, who lost the first set 25-18 to Fort Loramie. Redskins serving to our left. Ball driven middle of the floor. Oh, what a save by Jenna Cordonier. And the ball is flipped up and over the net. Fort Loramie's waiting for the easy spike right back at the feet of the Raiders. Good shot by Sophia Albers of Fort Loramie, which has tied this set at two. Plyman, middle of the floor, to Cordonier. Here's a near side kill attempt by Poling. Gotten back by Fort Loramie. Stalemate at the net. Both hands touch it each side. One, two, three hits on the Rushi side. Off the net to the floor. Point Fort Loramie, which has earned a 3-2 edge. Redskins to our left, serving once again, up one. And it is a very good serve. Ball driven to the back edge of the floor. Nicely done on the play by Fort Loramie's Brooke Redderman. And Faith Apple couldn't handle it for Rushi. And it's 4-2 Redskins, who have notched four in a row. Another great serve by Fort Loramie. Wow, too hot to handle once more. Rushi can't pick it off at the back line. And the Raiders are reeling a bit after putting two on the board to start this set. Fort Loramie retaliates with five in a row. It's 5-2 Fort Loramie. Second set after Fort Loramie won the first. The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011 in Rushi, has a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Fine combination of high quality and low prices at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which also offers ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. That defines the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Stop in and tell Jolene Renderly you heard about the Jewelry Barn here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn is at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. That's just east of downtown. Phone 526-5557. That's 937-526-5557. JewelryBarnUSA.com. On the web, JewelryBarnUSA.com. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. One of our proud underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We return to action. And after the ball goes back and forth, seesawing over the net a few times, Rushi is in the net with a hand. Point Redskins, who are up 6-2. Fort Loramie serving once more. Rushi unable to collect it in the back corner of the floor. Striding for it was Lexi Monin, but she could not steer it back toward the netting, and Fort Loramie grabs its seventh straight point, 7-2, Redskins lead. Fort Loramie serving once more, and again it's too hot to handle. My goodness gracious, fantastic serving by Fort Loramie here, Chuck.
Abby Holdhouse, boy, she's a good athlete, so this does not surprise me.
Senior Abby Holdhouse, 5'10". Boy, she's got some heavy topspin on that ball. And Rushi right now not with hands soft enough to play it back to the front line. And once again, Rushi, middle of the floor, gets a hand up. The ball goes in reverse to the back edge of the court, to the bleachers. Raiders can't track it down. And it's 9-2 Fort Loramie. Nine straight points for the Redskins. Head coach Aaron Watkins of Rushi called a timeout, a couple timeouts in the first set. He's used one already here in the second set. And there's a great response by Rushi finally. Good point. As Cameo Wilson hammers one from the middle of the floor to the back line of Fort Loramie off a forearm. And it's 9-3 now in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Rushi serving. Serve, receive, Redskins. Far side of the floor. What a hit by Chloe Stang as she clobbers that one to the back line. Once again, Chuck, Rushi unable to dig the ball and set it to the front line.
Just don't seem like they're really ready for the shots. They're coming so hard.
10-3 in favor of Fort Loramie, which misguides a serve off the floor to the left. Stang misfires, and it's 10-4 in favor of the Redskins. First set went to Fort Loramie, 25-18. Second regional semifinal to follow, New Bremen Jackson Center. Here's Fort Loramie, serve, receive, blocked back by Rushi. Here's Stang, far side of the floor for Fort Loramie, hits one over. Rushi's got it, one, two, three hits. The last by counts, Redskins get it back. Here's a set, far side for Cameo Wilson. She drives one over. Fort Loramie's got it. One, two, three hits. The last pounded toward the net. Mustang blocked back by Rushi. Well done as the Redskins have that ball plop at their feet. Point Raiders 10-5.
That was polling again, and I'll tell you what, she's dominant in the center there.
Serve, receive, Rushi to the back line of Fort Loramie, which gets it up and over. Here's a set, middle of the floor by Fort Loramie. Coming across was Mackenzie Holscher for the kill, and Rushi had a forearm, I think, either above or below the net. Error Raiders, 11-5 Redskins. Rushi, a third hit, near side of the floor. It is driven up and over by Counts. She finds an empty spot in the Fort Loramie D, point Raiders. It is 11-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Raiders need a run of service points right here. Here is Poling, pounding one to the back line. Albers gathers it for Fort Loramie. Oh, here's a good pivot shot right at the net. Beautifully done on the play by Fort Loramie.
That was Albers, Albers.
Oh, soft touch. Great play by Sophia Albers. Very instinctive reaction by her. Caught Rushi by surprise. 12-6. Redskins up 6. Raiders hit one hard to the far left corner of the floor. And Fort Loramie can't track it down. Good attempt on the play by the Redskins, but the shot was well placed by Rushi, which is down 12-7. Serve, receive, Fort Loramie. Here is a set, Mustang. And as she was setting it at the net, she had part of a hand over the net. Point Rushi, which is down 4, 12-8. Fort Loramie once led 10-3. 5 of the last 7 points have been tallied by Rushi. Good service. One hit by Fort Loramie, up and over. Great shot by the Raiders. It hits the back line. Chuck, did you pick up the numeral, the young lady who got the point for Rushi?
I did not see it.
I think it was Cameo Wilson in the middle of the floor. Cameo or Larissa, one of the two. A good spike to the back edge of the hardwood. And it is 12-9. Rushi has clipped the lead of Fort Loramie down to 3. Redskins won the first set. We are midway, second set. 3-point advantage, Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
But Chuck, let's give credit where it's due. I think Jenna Cordonier steered that last point across for the Raiders. She was right in between Wilson and Poling. Big shot by Cordonier, and Rushi with a nice string of points here has closed from being down 10-3 to being down only 12-9. Serve, receive, Fort Loramie. Pounded across by the Redskins. Raiders get it back, but here is net action against Rushi. A Raider up front did graze the net with a shoulder. Point Redskins, 13-9, Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie serving to the back edge of the floor. It is gathered there by Plyman of Rushi, and she sends one up to the front. It hits the net inadvertently, falls to the floor. Sloppy pass by Rushi. Point Redskins, 14-9, Fort Loramie back up 5. Here's a fine shot on the serve by Fort Loramie. Ashley Scott goes to the back line for Rushi, and she can't redirect it. Point Redskins, who are up 6 now. Fort Loramie won the first set 25-18. It's 15-9 Fort Loramie here in the second. Ball sent across by Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 hits on the Rushi side, the last of which is by Cameo Wilson. Fort Loramie steers it back. 1, 2, 3 hits. And in the middle of the floor for Rushi, it's Larissa Poling. Not sure whether she wanted to pass or drive one across, Chuck. It wasn't high enough. It hit the net. Indecision there. Point Redskins, who've bolted back on top of 7, 16-9. Second set leading 1-0 is Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
And so many thanks to our Fort Loramie match sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. As we return to action, the two clubs trade points. And the lead for Fort Loramie is still 7 at 17-10. Rushi serving to our right. Raiders pound one up and over. Nicely done by Faith Apple. Here's a good drill by Fort Loramie at the feet of a Rushi player. Excellent shot by the Redskins. It was Sophia Albers who nestled that ball right at the shoe tops of a Raider, and it's 18-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins serving. 1, 2, 3 hits. The last, but Wilson. Oh, a beautiful shot. Cameo went up after getting the set, Chuck, as if she was going to club it across. Instead, very politely dropped it in.
She found the open spot on the floor.
18-11. Fort Loramie's lead 7. Rushi getting the service honors now. Service tried by the Raiders, and the Redskins on the side of the floor to the left try to hit one in the coffin corner. Can't find the open spot, though. It's off the court. And it's 18-12, the lead 6 for Fort Loramie. Rushi serving again. Redskins side of the floor. Oh, what a shot. Hammered in. Beautifully done. Give credit where it's due to Fort Loramie. Chloe Stang is at a fine match here for the Redskins.
She's been terrific right in the middle there.
19-12 as Rushi was down 6, was trying to cut it to 5. Fort Loramie, though, earned the point. 7-point cushion. Service, Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 hits on the Rushi side. Good effort by Cameo Wilson. Standout opening set for her tonight. Strong second set as well as Cameo found a spot down the right side of the floor and spiked one in for Rushi. 19-13, Fort Loramie's lead is 6. Serve, receive, Redskins. The third hit up and over to the back edge of the court. Rushi up front. It's Poling. And Poling with a spike down the left side of the court. Right on the line. 19-14. Rushi back within 5. Biggest lead was at 10-3 in favor of Fort Loramie in this second set. First hit by Fort Loramie up and over. Here's a set for Poling. Look out. Fort Loramie deflects it. The ball sails on beyond the back line on the Redskins side of the floor. As that spike attempt by Poling was simply too hot to handle, Fort Loramie couldn't redirect it, and it's 19-15. Here come the Raiders. Fort Loramie still up 4. Rushi fighting its way back. Here's Chloe Stang with a good hit in the middle of the floor, right at the feet of a Raider near the back line. And it's 20-15. Fort Loramie back up 5. Serving, Chloe Stang. Boy, she pounds a line drive down the near side. Rushi fortunate to get that back. 1, 2, 3 hits by the Raiders. The last one is dumped in. What a shot up front by Sophia Albers. She sparkled as well, Chuck, for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they're doing a real nice job. They get the momentum, and they do a good job of keeping it, not making a lot of mistakes.
Exactly. Good passing for Lormie, building on that momentum to lead now by 6, 21-15, up one set to none. Ball tight roping the net. Fort Lormie nudges it back. Here is a kill attempt near side of the floor. Yes, Barucci. Fine shot by Morgan Wenrick as the junior hammered one in to make it 21-16. Fort Lormie's lead is 5. Redskins won the opening set 25-18. Barucci needs a streak here to make this very interesting down the stretch of set number 2. Here's a shot by Poling at the net by Rushi. Blocked back by Fort Lormie. Rally underway. 1, 2, 3 hits by the Redskins. Last one by Sophia Albers. Rushi with 2 hits. That one's hammered across. Fort Lormie collects it. Good block at the net by Rushi. 3 hits again by Fort Lormie. Another block at the net by the Raiders. Block at the net by Fort Lormie. Raiders on the third hit. Push it to the back corner. Great rally here. Fort Lormie up 5. Huge point at stake. Back line. Good play by Wenrick of Rushi. Up to the front line where the Raiders pounded down the right side of the floor. Yes, it's a point for Rushi. Claudia Counts earns it for the Raiders. 21-17. Rushi within 4. Trying to make this a photo finish and get right back in the thick of the second set. Dug off the floor by Albers of Fort Lormie. Ball set to Rushi's back line. Oh, it's saved on the play by Whitney Plyman. Steered across eventually by Rushi. 1, 2, 3 hits by Fort Lormie. Oh, it's a set, and it's a kill. Point for the Redskins, Sophia Albers once more.
Well, I tell you what, her and Holscher are just dominating the front left.
22-17, Fort Lormie back up 5. Ball drilled at the feet of Rushi on the serve. Received 2 hits against the Raiders. 23-17. Fort Lormie up 6. Serving back edge of the court. Mackenzie Holscher. It goes into the corner. And it is not redirected properly by Rushi. The ball slides off the side of the floor. On the Rushi side. Point Fort Lormie, which is up 7. Set point here, opportunity to go up 2 sets to none for Fort Lormie. Redskins stride forward with the serve, received by Rushi. Hit at the net by Poling. Block attempt by Fort Lormie's no good. Point Raiders. 24-18. Poling to serve for Rushi, which is down 6. Clarissa strides forward. Good top spin on it. Fort Lormie gets it back. Block at the net by Rushi. Fort Lormie goes off the floor to save it. It's in play. Nicely done by the Redskins. Poling up front to Gradonier. Near side of the floor to a teammate. Ashley Scott gets it across. Yes, point Raiders. 24-19. Rushi within 5. Poling serves again to the back line. Serve receive Fort Lormie. Ball set up near side of the floor. Hammered across by Mackenzie Holscher. And here's Rushi with a good kill down the right side of the floor. Fort Lormie players go sprawling but cannot get it. Well done by Morgan Wenrick once more for Rushi, which is within 4, 24-20. It's still set point for Fort Lormie. Rushi needs 4 more successive points. Serve receive Fort Lormie. Ball set, middle of the floor. It hits the net cord and drops over. Break Fort Lormie. Shot taken by Chloe Stang. Hit the top of the net, crept over. Landed on the Rushi side. And Rushi falls to Fort Lormie here in the second set, 25-20. After losing the first one, 25-18. 2 sets to none, Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Northmont High School, Division IV Volleyball Regional Semifinal. Fort Loramie up 2-0 over Rushik. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie gives your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts in servicing systems requiring medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Easy for me to say, backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built its quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243. That's 937-295-3243. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi Raiders, which scored the first point to begin set two. That's the first point here at the outset of set number three. Make it two in a row by Rushi. Raiders off to a good beginning once more. Rushi simply, Chuck, has not been able to build much momentum and sustain it. Rushi serving, Fort Loramie serve, receive. Ball set near side of the floor for Meiring. Meiring tries to drive one across. It hits the net. It's repelled back. Point Rushi. Excellent start to the third set for the Raiders, who lead it 3-0. And here's a serve by Rushi into the net. Boy, that will bring a halt to momentum right now. No doubt. 3-1 is the lead for Rushi over Fort Loramie. Serve, receive, Rushi. Ball sent by Poling. Middle of the floor to Cordonier, up and over. Near side, it's Meiring for Fort Loramie. And here's a weak pass by Rushi. It hits the deck. Point Redskins. 3-2. Fort Loramie serving to our right. Ball hammered across by Brooke Ratterman. Poling at the net for Rushi. Good kill attempt. Oh, dug off the floor nicely by Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits on the Rushi side. Here's the ball lobbed up and over by Wenrick. 1-2-3 hits on the Fort Loramie side. The last by Chloe Stang, but Rushi fights it off, gets it back. Three hits by Fort Loramie. Poling for Rushi. Right side of the floor in the corner. Good, she's got it. 4-2, Raiders, who are down 2-0. Checking out, Brooke Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Serving to her left for Rushi is Jenna Cordonier. Serve, receive, Redskins. Ball is dug off the floor, up and over by Meiring. Here's Poling at the net for Rushi. Tried to tip one up and over. It hung on the top of the net. and dropped on the Rushi side. 4-3, Raiders up a point over Fort Loramie. Redskins serving right to left. Here's Rushi with a set for Poling. Blocked back by Fort Loramie, but it's sprayed off the side of the floor. That's Larissa Poling at her best right there.
She's done a nice job up front. They need to get to continue the momentum now.
5-3 in favor of Rushi by two. Poling with the service honors here. Larissa glides up front toward the service line and hits one low, far side of the floor, and Fort Loramie mishandles. That ball had some sink on it. Looked like an overhand curve from Clayton Kershaw. 6-3 in favor of Rushi. Fort Loramie serve receive. Far side of the floor. Redskins. Oh, what a shot. That was a beauty. Pounded by Mackenzie Holscher. And Rushi just simply could not dig the ball off the floor in the far corner and redirect it to the front line. 6-4, Redskins down two. Fort Loramie serving, and that's way too long. A good 2 feet off the floor. A misfire by McKenzie. 7-4, Rushi up three. Serving Raiders, Morgan Wenrick. Here's a set. Fake set to Ratterman. Dealt to Myring. Rushi gets it back. Fort Loramie with a block up at the net. That was Sophia Albers. Boy, she's had a sparkling match. 7-5. It is Fort Loramie trailing Rushi by two. Serving Redskins. Middle of the floor. It is Plyman. Up to the front line to Counts. Counts pushes it up and over for Rushi. That's ruled two hits, I think.
Yeah, that was a good call. She kind of caught it.
Yep. 7-6 now. Fort Loramie within one. Redskins serving right to left. Here's a nice dig off the floor by Faith Apple of Rushi. Ball guided over by the Raiders. 1-2-3 hits on the Redskins side. The last one by Marissa Myring. Boy, she had some clout behind that ball. And Rushi couldn't take care of it. It hit the deck to tie the match at 7. A 3-0 lead by Rushi has been eliminated. We're even up at 7-all. Middle of the floor, good shot by Cameo Wilson of Rushi. Fort Loramie does get it back. 1-2-3 hits. Well, here's a backward shot, a fake set. Tipped over by Poling. Fort Loramie's aware, though. Retaliation by the Redskins. 1-2-3 hits. Block at the net by Rushi. Good rally underway. Three hits, Raiders. Ball batted up and over on the second hit by Chloe Stang of Fort Loramie. Rushi gets it back quickly. It's Poling. We're tied at 7. This could be a set turning point here. Far side, it's Plyman for Rushi. Fort Loramie's got it. Near side, Myring. Deflected at the net by Rushi. Point! Redskins. 8-7, Fort Loramie, which earned that one the hard way. Longest rally of the night right there. And it broke a 7-all tie.
I'm sitting here shaking my head yes. I was agreeing with you. Nobody could hear my head.
Here is Rushi coming back nicely. Oh, nearly a fine shot by Wenrick. Dug off the floor by Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. Good rally underway once again. Three hits, Raiders. Middle of the floor, it's Cameo Wilson to the back line. Dug off the hardwood nicely by Fort Loramie. And the shot by the Redskins just inside the back edge of the floor. Good one by Myring. Fort Loramie up two. Momentum third set has momentarily swung the Redskins' way. We're up two sets to none, leading 9-7 in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Northmont High School. It's the third set of our opening match, Rushi, Fort Loramie. Regional semifinal number one of two here tonight. And it's 9-8 in the third set. Rushi's just tallied a point to cut Fort Loramie's two-point lead in half. Redskins won the first two sets, 25-18, 25-20. Strong rally underway here for the 18th point of this set. And a good shot by Marissa Meiring, the sophomore, creamed one to the back line. And Rushi could not steer it to the front. And it's 10-8, Fort Loramie up two, Meiring with the service. And Marissa, much too long, had a lot of mustard on that one, Chuck.
Yep, she was trying to get the drop shot.
10-9, Fort Loramie up one. Rushi scored the first 3 points of this set. Fort Loramie's come back to go up two on a couple of occasions. It's now 10-9 lead Fort Loramie. Three hits on the Redskins side. The last tried up and over by Marissa Meiring. And then Rushi clubs one to the back edge of the floor. Saved on the play by Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie tries to steer one across. It goes high in the air and strikes a big fan up above in the rafters. Point Rushi. We're tied at 10. Serving is Elena Garrity for the Rushi Raiders. Here is Fort Loramie, far side of the floor, trying to steer one over for the Redskins. Is Abby Holdhouse. Great block by Rushi. Credit Poling for the effort. And the Raiders are up 1-11-10. Serving again, it is Garrity. 1-2-3, it's for Fort Loramie. Last one, middle of the floor by the Redskins, Brooke Ratterman. Rushi's got it, set for Poling, drives it near side. One hit by Fort Loramie, dug off the floor, up and over. Set far side to Cameo Wilson of Rushi. And Fort Loramie gets it back again, 1-2-3 hits. Here's the shot drilled at the net, Bastang, blocked back by Rushi. Raiders get the point. Head coach John Rogers of Fort Loramie wants a timeout. Rushi Raiders, I think, are up three, Chuck. The scoreboard reads two. I'm not sure if that's correct. It's either 12-10 or 13-10. Rushi in set number three on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Four straight points by Rushi to take the lead at 12-10 after the Redskins had gone on top 10-8. Rushi scored the first 3 points of this set. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, one of our underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Adams Tech Solutions reaching out to aid small businesses with upgrades, data transfer, custom builds, data recovery, and more. Adam Rice, 937-538-6948, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Great rally underway at 12-10. Rushi with a good block at the net. Done by Poling. Deflected by Fort Loramie. And it's sprayed off the side of the floor on the Redskins side. Point Raiders, who are in the lead 13-10. Good serve by Rushi to the back line of the Redskins. 1-2-3 hits. Set to the far side to Abby Holdhouse. Gotten back on the play by Rushi. And then Fort Loramie's diving on the hardwood right below the net. Chloe Stang can't gather it. Rushi's up four. 14-10 Raiders. Here is the serve, Alexi Manan of Rushi. Gotten back before Loramie. Three hits on the Raiders side. Last one by Poling. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. But again, it angles crookedly off the floor. A lot of oomph on that ball delivered by Larissa Poling. And she's got Rushi in front, 15-10. Fort Loramie serving. Chloe Stang near side of the court. Tries to hit the back line. No, she's too hard with it. Fort Loramie misfires to drop behind the six. 16-10 Raiders. Good service run here by Lexi Monin. And finally, that streak comes to an end. A missed serve. The ball hits the net. That's twice here in this set, Chuck. Rushi has hit the net to stop its own run of points.
All right.
A service error by the Raiders. 16-11 the score in favor of Fort Loramie. A good hit at the net by Poling. And Poling with a kill down the left side of the floor for Rushi. Wow, is she coming up big here in the third set. Rushi's ahead by six now, 17-11. Matching the Raiders' biggest cushion in the third set. Two sets to none, lead Fort Loramie. Three hits for the Redskins. The last at the net by Fort Loramie's Mackenzie Holscher catches the stripe on the far side of the floor. Big point, Fort Loramie. Nice shot by Mackenzie, and it's 17-12. In favor of Rushi. Fort Loramie serving, dug off the floor by Plyman. Up front to Poling. Look out! Poling windmills the right arm. She's got the spike once again.
Larissa's starting to take over in this third set.
Woo. Is she ever? 18-12. The Rushi Raiders on top of the six, within 7 points of making this a two-set to one-set match. Fort Loramie serve, receive, and the ball is blocked at the net. A palm is there for Rushi, a set of hands for Fort Loramie. The ball drops on the Rushi side, point Redskins, who are within five. 18-13, Fort Loramie serving. Chloe Stang drives it across. It is Rushi, 5 feet from the net. Poling tried to a little dink and dunk. It hit the net cord. And it fluttered back her direction onto the floor. 18-14. Rushi's lead is trimmed to four. Uh-oh, service mistake by Fort Loramie. It hit the net. 19-14 in favor of the Raiders. Rushi serving far side of the floor. Raiders up five. Rushi trying to send this to a fourth set. We remarked before the match, we figured it would go at least four, maybe five. Great service by Rushi, and Fort Loramie's unable to guide it back up front. Point Raiders, who lead by six, 20-14. Timeout here at Northmont. Redskins up two sets to none, but down to six in the third set on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Don't miss out on great new inventory of fantastic furniture at Gauthier Furniture in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Yes, that big grand reopening at Gauthier brought in some fine new inventory for you to choose from. Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office, and entertainment spaces. Take advantage of the Gauthier design and planning service, extremely high quality furniture priced just right. Check out Gauthier Furniture in Sydney. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even more savings at Gauthier, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's GauthierFurniture.com in Sydney. Here is Rushi misfiring left side of the floor. Shot attempt by Cordonier, a little off the mark. It's 20-16. Fort Loramie with two straight points. after Rushi surged on top 20-14. Raiders still up four, though. Here's Cordonier nudging one up and over. Fort Loramie setting near side for Myring, and Myring clubs it long. Redskins say it might have been tipped, but Rushi, the official, says no. Point Raiders. That's a big one.
I thought it was touched. It kind of changed trajectory a little bit.
Unfortunately, Chuck, you're not down on the floor wearing a white referee shirt.
They won't give me a flag or a whistle.
21-16, Rushi. 21-17, Myring. 5 feet away from the net on her side. Pounded one deep in the right corner. Excellent spike. 21-17, Rushi's lead four. Raiders 4 points away from taking set number two. Fort Loramie with the serve. Serve receive Rushi. Set far side for Wilson. Dug off the floor by Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 hits. The last of which is a beauty. Great kill by the Redskins. Point Brooke Ratterman. 21-18 in favor of Rushi. Fort Loramie striding forward with a big serve. Dug off the floor nicely by Wenrick of Rushi. And the ball is pumped to the front line where the Raiders hit it up against the net. It tiptoes across the top of the netting, lands eventually on the Rushi side. And the Fort Loramie difference is just two now. The Raiders have a lead of 21-19 late in the second set. Timeout called by Rushi's head coach Aaron Watkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Critical stretch. Loramie serving down by two. Three hits on the Rushi side. We've got some net action going on. Violation Raiders. Point Redskins, 21-20. Rushi's six-point lead is now down to one. Five straight, 21-20 in favor of Rushi. Actually, the Raiders once led 20-14. Seven of the last 8 points have been scored here by Fort Loramie. And here's a mistake at the net by the Redskins who get a hand up and over the cord. Violation Fort Loramie. Break 22 to beat this set to force a fourth set and cut Fort Loramie's lead to 2-1. Middle of the floor. What a shot for the Redskins. Well done, Abby Holdhouse. Ball set for Abby, and she hammered it home. 22-21. Rushi up one. Chuck, you get the feeling this one might go to 25-plus by two.
Yeah, it's possible.
Here's Fort Loramie serving. Kleiman back line for Rushi. Sends it across to Cordonier. Cordonier tries to kill one up and over. Good save by Fort Loramie. Three hits for the Redskins. Wilson knocks one over. Here's the ball set near side by Fort Loramie for Stang. Little dunk by her. Wilson comes back with a soft shot up and over for Rushi. 1, 2, 3 hits by the Redskins. Ball set to the right corner of the floor. It's on the line. There's the red flag from the official marking the spot. Big point, Fort Loramie. That was Albers. We're tied at 22. Fort Loramie's fought back from a 20-14 deficit to even up the count. Here's the serve by Fort Loramie into the net cord. Well, Perucci will try to take advantage of the service error from the Redskins. Tied at 22. Serving is Garrity for Rushi. Pounds one to the back line of Fort Loramie. Set near side for Holdhouse. It clips the top of the net and goes over. We're tied at 23. Rushi had gone up the one on the service mistake by Fort Loramie. Redskins have drawn even, 23 apiece. Two sets to none lead Fort Loramie. Redskins can close out the match by winning this set. Here's Poling with a big slam by Rushi. Fort Loramie at the back line gets it. It's notched to the front line. It clips the top of the net cord by Fort Loramie and crawls over. Oh, what a luck shot for the Redskins. Fort Loramie will take it. It fell in Rushi's side, and Rushi needs a point here. It's a one-point lead for Fort Loramie. This is set point, match point. Fort Loramie, three hits up and over. Rushi sends it in the middle of Poling. Poling deflects one down the left side of the floor. Fort Loramie cannot reel it in. We're tied at 24. Clarissa Poling saves the day.
Yep.
What a comeback by Fort Loramie, which had been down 20-14. Came back to go up one, 24-23. We're tied at 24. Good rally underway. 24-24 deadlock. Here's Poling, middle of the floor. Hammers one, near side, in front of the Fort Loramie bench. It's on the stripe. It's ruled good. What a shot by Poling. She's come up with two big ones. 25-24. Rushi in the lead by one. Rushi serving here to get the third set. And it's in! An ace! An ace by Plyman. What a shot by her. And the Rushi Raiders have taken the third set, 26-24 over Fort Loramie, which still leads two sets to one on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of
Todd Brown, Corey Shree, to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Years for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. Fixed them on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best.
McLean Service, 4th Avenue.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Dollars and Cents.
Call 492-90-CAR-CARE. Prompt and priced right. Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday Fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for a lot of soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room set over any of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's brookins-usa.com.
Back with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Northmont High School. Set number four coming semifinal of the night, Fort Loramie, Rushi. We thought it would be two sets to one, Fort Loramie, as we enter the fourth set. We didn't figure it go three and be lopsided one way or the other. We thought it could very well go five. And for sure, Chuck, it's going to go four. We know that.
Yeah, definitely going to go four.
Clarissa Poling kind of took things into her own hands.
She was terrific in that set.
And Larissa Poling dominating down the stretch of that third set on behalf of the Rushi Raiders. She turned the tide, enabling Rushi to knock off Fort Loramie in set number three, 26-24, after Fort Loramie won the first two sets, 25-18 and 25-20. Rushi serving right to left on your phone screen or computer screen as you use your imagination. And here's Fort Loramie with three hits, the third of which is guided off the floor, no good. 1-0, Rushi in the lead. These two clubs split regular season matches. Fort Loramie winning at home, 3-0. Rushi won at home, 3-1. And here is the Raiders. Was it a carry for Rushi? We're tied up at one each. Here is Holdhouse serving for Fort Loramie. Drives one at the feet of Wenrick. Near side to Poling. Blocked back in the play by Fort Loramie. Rushi goes off the floor to try and save it, but can't get it done. 2-1 in favor of the Redskins. Fort Loramie came back strong in that third set. Down 6 at 20-14. Took the lead. And then Rushi notched the last 3 points of the match. Poling had a hand in all of them, enabling Rushi to pull it out of the fire by two, 26-24. Great rally underway here, and then a kill at the net. Poling again for the Raiders. Wow, is she coming up big time.
What a great quick set that time by Cordonia, and then Poling just put it away.
Yep, Jenna is an expert set maker. and Poling, a terrific finisher, and we're tied up at two, two each. Fourth set, 2-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. And the service by Kleiman nestles into the backside of the floor in Fort Loramie's side. Redskins look around, poor communication, point Rushi. Kleiman again, dug off the floor by Fort Loramie. Redskins have to go off the floor to spray it back on. Then they get it up and over. Rushi, one, two, three, hits. No one home. Ball lobbed in at the feet of a Redskin. Now the officials confer. I think it's a point Raiders. Yep, 4-2. Rushi in the lead. Kleiman serving once more. Loops it up and over. Good save attempt by Myring, diving to dig it off the hardwood. And then Rushi goes sprawling on the floor for it. Wenrick is unable to snarf it up off the hardwood, and it's 4-3. Rushi leads by one. Early on, fourth set. Here is a good service on the play by Fort Loramie. Rushi at the net cannot deflect it back up and over. Tied at four. Big service by Fort Loramie to even up the match. We say hello to Jeff Reese, principal at Jackson Center. Jackson Center, New Bremen, in regional semifinal number two here tonight. Good rally underway. Rushi with a great shot near side of the floor. Kleiman hits it, and it's on the back line. Yes, she's got it. 5-4 in favor of Rushi. Serving for the Raiders is Jenna Cordonier. 1-2-3 hits by Rushi, or I should say by Fort Loramie. Ball set up front for Wenrick of the Raiders. Rushi gets it up and over. Good kill at the net by Fort Loramie. Big swing with the right arm by Mackenzie Holscher, and we're even up at five. Fourth set of the match. 2-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie won the first two, and Rushi grabbed the third set of the night. Ball set up front for Poling. Poling pushes it across for Rushi. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3. Hits the last by Abby Holdhouse. Rushi up and over. Far side of the floor. It is Stang for Fort Loramie. Kleiman goes diving for it. Can't scrape it off the hardwood, though. It's 6-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here is Fort Loramie serving a good one at the feet of Kleiman. She does manage to get her fingertips under it. Knocks it to the front line. And Wenrick drops it in for Rushi. Point Raiders were tied at 6. Serving now, Poling for Rushi. Two teams have split the first 12 points of the fourth set. Dug off the floor by Stang. Fed near side to Holdhouse. She drills one across for Fort Loramie. Gotten back by Rushi. Oh, then a good block at the net. Myring finds an open hole and drops it in there for Fort Loramie. 7-6 in favor of the Redskins. Chuck, you get the feeling if these two teams played 10 sets, they go 5-5.
Yeah, you got a feeling, don't you?
Somebody will come out a winner, best of five here today, and we'll advance on to the regional championship on Saturday at 2. Good play by Rushi at the net as the Raiders hit the back line. Ball driven up and over by Cordonier. As she pummeled that ball to the back stripe, it landed right on it. We're tied at 7. Wenrick serving. Dug off the floor to Albers. Albers feeds it off to a teammate. That is ruled, what, a double hit, maybe a carry?
I think they got in the net.
Redskins in the net. Violation, 8-7. Rushi up one. Wenrick to Stang. Ball set, middle of the floor for a Holdhouse. And she tips one up and over. She found a cavity right in the middle of the Rushi defense. Good shot by Abby Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. We are tied up at 8 here in this fourth set. Fort Loramie serving. It is Myring. Back line to Kleiman. Kleiman near side to Cameo Wilson. Wilson gets it over. Fort Loramie dives on the floor to save. Myring up and over for Fort Loramie. Near side, Rushi Wilson again. Swings the right arm. Fort Loramie gets it back. Wilson gets it back. At the net. Shot good by Fort Loramie.
As Ratterman.
Yep, Brooke Ratterman. She went high to drive that one back in. Brooke, a six-footer, a senior, used every inch of her frame to earn that point. Fort Loramie's got the lead, 9-8. Redskins serving, climbing back line. Ball set up front to Wilson. Wilson to a teammate, pulling up and over. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Blocked back by Rushi, but way short of the net. It might have been a pass. No one home. Point Fort Loramie, which leads 10-8. We are in the fourth set. Redskins lead 2-1. Rushi grabbed the third set. Fort Loramie the first two. Here's Camille Wilson with a neat little dunker. Boy, she swung the right arm and then was soft touch. Faked the Redskins and blooped one in. Good shot by Wilson, 10-9. Fort Loramie up a point. Here is Rushi serving. Ball airmailed, back line. It goes on the play to Albers. Albers up front to a teammate, far side of the floor. Holdhouse notches the point for the Redskins, who are back up by 2, 11-9. Serving here is Fort Loramie. Redskins try to widen the gap up 2. Rushi wants to draw even. Doesn't want to fall any further behind. Good rally underway. Here's a slam near side of the floor. It's Holdhouse off the fingertips of a Rushi player. And it's 12-9 Redskins. Head coach Aaron Watkins tries to halt the Redskins' momentum. Timeout Rushi. Fort Loramie up 3 in the fourth set, leading 2-1 on scorersbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always at Geyers. When Gus Geyer built Geyers way back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He is still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie, plus the fine inventory of pre-owned vehicles as well. And look at them online at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. 13-10, Fort Loramie with a three-point lead. Rushi has just tallied a point. Midway, fourth set, 13-11. Redskins up 2. Plyman serving for Rushi. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Loramie. Here's a shot near side of the floor for the Redskins. Mackenzie Holscher gotten back nicely by Rushi. Good play far side by Cordonier. And then Fort Loramie steers one into the net. Myring comes up short, and Rushi's within one, 13-12. Raiders trail 2-1. Plyman serving. Serve receive Redskins. Set up far side of the floor. Chloe Stang, yes, on the spike. Chloe Stang gets it. 14-12, Fort Loramie. Here comes the serve by Stang. She powers one. A little too much strength behind it. It's long. Missed the back line by a good foot. And it's 14-13. Fort Loramie's lead is one.
That Loramie's one is starting to make the service errors.
unforced errors so critical in the game of volleyball. If you're fundamentally sound and get back most everything that you routinely can and limit your service errors, you've got a pretty good chance to win the match. There's two hits on the Rushi side right there, a miscue. And Fort Loramie's back up by 2, 15-13. Here's a kill attempt by Poling. It's off the fingertips of a Fort Loramie player, and the ball's rolling around on the floor. Point Raiders, 15-14. Larissa Poling serving. Boy, she has really stepped up her game since late second set, early third set. She was in the mix of the last 3 points of that third set, won by Rushi. Her serve here, though, is a little heavy. It's no good. And it's 16-14. Fort Loramie back up at 2. Rushi crept within 1, but couldn't take advantage of the service. And now Fort Loramie serve. Here's a shot blocked at the net by Fort Loramie, but it sprayed off the floor. Good try up front by Ratterman, but couldn't keep it on the court, and it's 16-15. Rushi down a point. Raiders hanging tough. Wenrick serving for Rushi. Hits one, middle of the floor, Stang. Ball set near side for Brooke Ratterman, who drives it across. Rushi, 1, 2, 3 hits, the last by Wilson. Here's the set, far side for Meiring for Fort Loramie. She pounds one to Rushi's side. Little drop shot by Fort Loramie. Good! Oh, what a play by Abby Holdhouse, Chuck.
Whew. Yeah, she found the spot that time, and they were going to get the point anyway because Rushi was in the net.
17-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. A stoppage in the action. A Raider player has been shaken up. Gives us an opportunity to remind you once again about our underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Second match upcoming, New Bremen Jackson Center, as the Northmont High School gym has filled to capacity, standing room only. And Cameo Wilson fell to the floor during that last point earned by Fort Loramie. She may have stoved a foot or twisted an ankle, and she has helped to the Rushi sideline. She is out. Cameo Wilson on the bench at the moment for the Rushi Raiders, who are down 17-15 late in this fourth set. Keep in mind, we do have that other regional semifinal upcoming. We'll go offline for probably 8 or 10 minutes between matches, then return online with a brief pregame in advance of the start of New Bremen Jackson Center in our second regional semifinal here tonight. Unless plans do change, we will not be able to bring you play-by-play in color of our regional championship match here at Northmont on Saturday afternoon. High school football tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Fort Loramie at Minster. Quarterfinal action in Division 7 of this region. Fort Loramie at Minster tomorrow. Webcast time 7:05. Kickoff 7:30 on scoresbroadcast.com. A terrific rally underway here with Fort Loramie leading by 2. Rushi, far side of the floor. Poling can't track it down. It's up in the third row of the bleachers, and the Redskins have widened the gap to 3, 18-15. Serving is Stang for Fort Loramie at the feet of Rushi, which gets it back. 1, 2, 3 hits for the Redskins. Set near side for Holdhouse. Rushi gathers. Middle of the floor, it is Poling up and over. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. Ball nudged by Ratterman to the back line. Poling's got it. Blocked at the net by Ratterman of Fort Loramie. And the Redskins track it down. The ball went in reverse. Up and over by Fort Loramie. 3 hits, Rushi. The last of which, by count, is a good one. Tracked down, though, by the Redskins. And drilled into the net, far side of the floor. Stang could not get that one up and over. And Rushi's within 2 at 18-16. Rushi Raiders having to finish out this set, the fourth one, without Cameo Wilson, who suffered a lower leg injury several points ago. She's on the bench. Here's a shot near the net by Fort Loramie. It's a beauty. Well done, Sophia Albers, as she nudged that one, Chuck, into the far corner to give Fort Loramie a three-point cushion again, 19-16.
Now, Loramie wants to close this one out.
Yes.
Because they do not want to go to that fifth set.
Exactly. Very good point. Here is Rushi. Serve, receive. One, two, three hits for the Redskins. Ball pumped to the back line. Fort Loramie gets it up and over. Right in front. Shot by Stang. Yes. Rushi tries to track it down. It goes off the floor. Raiders can't redirect it. Point Redskins, who are up four. Rushi reeling a little bit at the moment with the loss of Cameo Wilson. 20-16 Redskins late in the fourth set. 2-1 in sets. Fort Loramie leads on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Momentum right now, Fort Loramie. To follow up on Chuck's remark a moment ago, I think you're so right. Last thing Fort Loramie wants, Chuck, is for Rushi to reestablish momentum, take this fourth set after winning the third, and enter the fifth set, having won two in a row. Fort Loramie does not want to see it go five. Serve, receive, Rushi. Shot wide by the Raiders. As the Rushi team tried to work the right side of the floor, it was off the court, though. And Fort Loramie has expanded its lead to 21-16. And here's a service error by Fort Loramie. That shot hooked off the floor, far side, 21-17. Again, keep in mind, a quick wrap-up, a close to this first set, or I should say first match. We'll go offline for 8 or 10 minutes, then return online. Brief pregame before New Bremen Jackson Center in match number 2 tonight, the other regional semifinal. Good block at the net by Rushi, and Fort Loramie can't get it back up and over. 21-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. The last at the net by the Redskins, Mackenzie Holscher, is blocked right back in her face by the Raiders, whose fans go crazy. 21-19. Rushi within two. Timeout Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
As we return to action, big point, Fort Loramie, Mackenzie Holscher, 22-19. Fort Loramie in the lead by three. Redskins 3 points away from winning the match. Here's a great serve by Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. And Rushi can't collect it as the ball goes curving back toward the net. It's wide. 23-19, Fort Loramie.
Abby's had some really good streaks serving them.
Hasn't she, though? She has been superb serving the ball here tonight for Fort Loramie. Here is Rushi with a good shot, but Plyman up and over. Kids can't get their hands below it. It's on the hardwood. Point Rushi, 23-20. Raiders come fighting back. Good serve by Plyman. Here's Fort Loramie, near side of the floor. Big kill attempt. Yes! Mackenzie Holscher gets it. I thought it was Holscher. Maybe it wasn't, Chuck.
I think it was Holscher, only a freshman.
Stang serving now for Fort Loramie. Boy, that was a big boomer by Holscher. And it's 24-20. Here's set point, match point for Fort Loramie. Three hits Barushi. Poling lobs one up and over. Here's a set far side for Meiring of Fort Loramie. She windmills one over. Rushi's got it, three hits. Wenrick to the Fort Loramie side, and we got a mistake committed by Fort Loramie in the net. It's still bobbing up and down. Redskins got a piece of it. That's a violation. 24-21. Rushi within three. Raiders need a string of 4 points in a row to get this even at 24 each. Here, number one ranked in the state all season long in Division Four, plays 10-8 on the campaign.
Two-time defending state champions in the
Division Four. Having won two titles in a row, Jackson Center trying to keep the three-peat alive. New Bremen has other ideas. Here is Fort Loramie taking the serve receive and drilling it very long off the floor. A little nerves being felt by the Redskins who try to close out this match. It's 24-22. Rushi down two now. Here is Fort Loramie. Serve receive. Rushi gets it back. Poling. Far side of the floor. Albers. Good block attempt at the net by Rushi. Raiders keep it alive. Poling sets. Middle of the floor. Gets it back and hits the line. Hits the line. What a shot by Poling. Another timeout, Redskins. Here come the Raiders. 24-23. Rushi's still alive. Down two sets to one. Trailing by a point here at the end of the fourth set. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
We are tied at 24. The service by Poling was a good one. Fort Loramie could not return it. It's 24 apiece. Here's Rushi. 1, 2, 3 hits on the Raiders' side. It's into the net. No good. Fort Loramie back up one. 25-24. Set point, match point for Fort Loramie. Here's the serve of the Redskins. It's a beauty. It's inside the back line. Yes. Great serve. Chuck, I think it was Mackenzie Holscher.
Yep.
Mackenzie Holscher, number six. Thought for an instant it was Sophia Albers. It was Holscher with a superb service inside the back line. A couple Rushi players looked at each other. Nobody dug it off the floor. And Fort Loramie survives this fourth set, 25-23 over Rushi. Redskins win it 3-1, 25-18, 25-20. Before bowing 26-24 in the third, Fort Loramie closed it out finally 25-23 in the fourth. Rushi Raiders do return some fine. And Coach Aaron Watkins will have a fine, 1,018, that is for certain. The Rushi Raiders close out the campaign with a mark of 19-8. Fort Loramie advancing on. Redskins now 17-10. Fort Loramie will meet at 2 o'clock on Saturday. The winner of the second regional semifinal here tonight between New Bremen and Jackson Center. We will go offline for about 10 minutes or so, then return online with a brief pregame before the start of our second regional semifinal tonight between Jackson Center and New Bremen. Again, recapping, Rushi lost late in that fourth set. The services of Camille Wilson, she went down with a lower leg or foot injury, did not return for the last dozen points or so. Fort Loramie hung on to win it 25 after Rushi had taken set number three, 26. Fort Loramie did win the first two, 25-18 and 25-20. Rushi won a very brief lead in those first two sets of this match. In set number two, Rushi in command pretty much all the nice and the rig, but Fort Loramie wins, defeating Rushi 3-7. Chuck McBeal, our scoresbroadcast.com chief in 10 minutes. Then we will return Jackson Center match. Fort Loramie on Scores Broadcast.
Score Online Radio Entertainment.